Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Aleph, three lines on the top of Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, after the Mishnah. Nei Kadarim, Shoyi Malchin, Zeh Achazeh, if there were two potters or people that sold pottery and they were walking in Rishis Rabbim and one was walking behind the other, and let's call the first person Ruvain and the second potter, let's call him Shimon. V'niskal Rishin V'nafal, and Ruvain tripped and he fell. V'niskal Sheni Brishin, and then Shimon tripped, but Shimon did not trip on his own 2 feet, but he actually tripped over Ruvain. Rishin Chayiv V'niskei Sheni, Ruvain will be Chayiv for any hezek that occurs to Shimon. And keep in mind, there is a machlekes between the Rif and the Rambam as to the reason that Reuven will be chayiv. The Rif hold that's based on Adam Mazik, and therefore Reuven will be chayiv not only the hezek that happens to Shimon himself, but even to hezek that occurs to Shimon's kelim. However, the Rambam holds that's based on Bar, and therefore Reuven will only be chayiv for any hezek that occurs to Reuven himself, but any hezek that occurs to his kelim, he will not be chayiv, because the pasuk says shav lo Adam chamar lo kelim. And of course, b'negei kelim shvirasan zuim misasan, and therefore Reuven will not be chayiv for any hezek that occurs to Shimon's kelim. Before we begin our Gemara, let's point out that the Gemara in Daf Chav Tesa and Beis pointed out that although in the Mishnah Daf Chav Chesed and Aleph we saw machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, however our Gemara always called the Tanakam Rameya, and the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda they called the Chachamim. And we saw that the Gemara explained that Rameya hold that Niskal is Peshehu. If someone trips, he's considered Peshea, and therefore he's chayiv. The Rabbanu referring to Rabbi Yehuda's Shita hold that Niskal is La Peshea and is considered Oinis. Therefore, although generally we would say that Adam, however, as we know, by Inez Gamma, the Torah part of the person, and our Gemara begins, Rabbi Yechon states, don't say that our Mishnah is going like the Shit Rameya, the Amma Nisko Pesheyahu, that says that since Reuven tripped and he's considered Pesheyah, the Chayiv, and that's why he's Chayiv, either like the Rif because he was an Adam HaMazik, or like the Rambam because it's considered a Bar, and from here forward, we will only deal with the Shita of the Rif. La Filu Rabbanan, the Amri Onesu, O Potter, even according to Rabbanan, the hold, when Reuven trips, he's considered Ines, and therefore he'll be Potter. In our Mishnah, he will be chayiv, as it's possible that our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven tripped and then afterwards he had time in order to stand up and he still didn't stand up, and therefore he'll be chayiv for any hezek that will cause to Shimon after he already had the opportunity to stand up. And l'chayr, keep in mind that certainly Rabbi Yechon is saying that our Mishnah is talking about a case which is very dachuk and he has to push this into the Mishnah, and the reason why Rabbi Yechon seems to be doing this is because we know that Rabbi Yechon has a cloud, the Allah Kistam Mishnah, and since he saw that the Gemara before wants to call the Shita Rabbi Yehuda the Shita Rabbanon, and therefore it seems we want a paskin like that Shita, the Niskel's La Peshehu, therefore Rabbi Yechon wants to make sure that our Mishnah, which is a Stam Mishnah, could work out even l'fi the Chachamim and even l'fi the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak also agrees to Rabbi Yechon that our Mishnah doesn't have to be like Rameya, but he says you don't have to be Deichik the Mishnah and say it's only talking about a case we could have gotten up at this point, but I feel we could also Zetzan our Mishnah that's talking about a scenario where Reuven wasn't able to yet get up, and although we hold like the Rabbanon that Niskal is considered Ines, Reuven will still be Chayev because Reuven should still warn Shimon that Shimon should be careful because Reuven is on the floor, and by the fact that Reuven did not give out a warning, therefore Reuven is Chayev. And the Gemara continues and is bothered, Al-Khir, why Rabbi Yechon have to Zetzai the Mishnah in a case which is a Dachuk where it's Hoyloi Lamed Vloy Amad if he could have said the Teretz of Rav Nachman Yitzchak, and even so we could say that our Mishnah is like the Chamim and not like Rameya? And the Gemara explains, and Rabbi Yechon will explain, since Reuven did not yet have to get up, as he was still hurt and he was still gathering himself together in order to stand up, so then he also did not have a responsibility to warn Shimon, and the reason is deterred because at that moment he was too busy getting up and therefore he didn't even have the ability to warn Shimon. Rabbi Yechon holds that if that would be the case in the Mishnah, then Lefi de Chachamim, Reuven would be Pata, and therefore Rabbi Yechon had to say that he was talking about a case that he was already able to stand up, and since he didn't get up, therefore he's going to be chayiv for any damage that occurs to Shimon. And the Gemara will now continue and try to bring two rayas against Rabbi Yechon that even if someone is busy, that they still have the ability and the capacity to warn someone. And the first raya is, tonight we're going to learn our Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis, that if Reuven is an owner of a beam and he's walking Rishis Rabbim, and Shimon is an owner of a barrel and he's walking Rishis Rabbim, and they're walking in a normal manner, and the Mishnah teaches us, Hayabal Kairishin, Bal Chavis Achrin, that if Reuven, who's the owner of the beam, is walking first, and Shimon, who's the owner of the barrel, is walking in back of him, and they're walking in a normal manner, the Nishbar Chavis Bekir Pata, then if Shimon's barrel it breaks on the beam of Reuven, then Reuven will be Pata because they're walking in a normal manner, and the Bal Chavis should have been more careful. However, the Mishnah continued, Vim Amar Bal Kir, if the owner of the beam stops in his tracks, and then Shimon's barrel breaks on the beam of Reuven, so Chayiv, then Reuven will be Chayiv. And the Gemara asks, My Lav, Shamal Kosiv, the Orchihu, that Lachir the case was, where the reason why Reuven stopped in Rishis Rabbim was because he had to adjust the beam that was on his shoulder, and he had to make sure to be able to hold the it securely, and therefore he had a right to do so, as that's a normal thing to do in Rishis Rabim, Viktani Chayiv, and even so, we said that Reuven would be Chayiv, the Havale Lazar, and the Chayiv, the reason is because Reuven should have warned Shimon that he's about to stop, and as the top taste points out, Shahayla Lahazir, as certainly Reuven should have warned Shimon, Afagav the Torah, the Kosev, Hayla Lahazir, and even though Reuven at this point was busy fixing his beam and making sure they could hold it securely, he still had a responsibility to warn Shimon. Therefore, the Chayiv, you see that even if someone is Torah, they are still responsible to warn someone behind them in order that that person doesn't get damaged. And the Gemara answers Loi that that's not what the Mishnah is talking about, because Sha'im Lafish and the Mishnah on the Flamin and Flamin Beis is talking about a case where Reuven did not stop in order to secure his package that he was holding, and he stopped in order to rest and in order to take a break. And as Rashi says, the Mishnah, that this is something which is not normal to do in Rosh Hashanah, the in Rosh Hashanah Masur Lekach, the main road of Rosh Hashanah is not made for a person to stop and rest. Reuven wanted to rest, he should have pulled off to the side of the road and he put off to the Sidi Rosh Hashanah, and he should have rested in that spot. And by the fact that he stopped in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, and then Shimon banged into him and his chavis broke, therefore Reuven is responsible. And the Gemara continues, Abel Amid Lekosef Mai, according to Rabbi Yechon, what would happen if Reuven stopped in order to fix and secure the beam that was on his shoulder? Since he was tired, therefore he didn't have an obligation to warn Shimon, and therefore Reuven would be potter. The Gemara is that the Tani Seifel, by the fact that the Seifel of the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis states, Vim Amalid Bal Chavis Amoid Potter, that if Reuven would actually warn the Bal Chavis and he would tell Shimon, I'm about to stop and you should be careful and you should stop, then potter, then Reuven would be potter. According to Rabbi Yechon, if we wanted to find a case to contrast to the ratio of the Mishnah, we should have spoken about a case which is more similar to the ratio, and we should have said, Bemed Vimuk Shah Amud Lafish, that the only time we said that Reuven is chayiv is only if he stopped in order to rest. However, Aval Amud Lekosef Potter, but if Reuven would have stopped in order to adjust his beam that was on his shoulder, then it would be Potter because it's Orchei and he had a right to do so. And Lechayr, that would even be a greater Chiddush. And the Gemara answers Hakam Ashbon, that really the Mishnah is actually trying to teach you a different Chiddush, the Afagav the Amud Lafish, even though that the reason why Reuven stopped was in order to rest, and certainly that was Mishunah, and really Reuven should be chayiv, and even so, Kikamle Lebal Chavis Amayid Potter, if Reuven takes the time in order to warn Shimon that he should stop, then although he did something which was Mishunah, he will still be Potter. And Ayin Taisis 9 lines from the small lines in Taisis, Diva Maskel Viktani Chayiv, where Taisis asked him, Taima, Kimukala Nami Kisha Amud Lafish, now that Rabbi Yechon said that we're talking about a case where Reuven stood in order to rest, Amay Chayiv, why would Reuven be Chayiv? If Lemaisa, Kivin the Boyle Lizdur, Bim Makasev, if Lechayro, Shimon had a responsibility to be careful, because at any point, Reuven could have stopped in order to fix his package that was on his shoulder, and certainly in that case, Reuven had a right to stop because it's Orchei and it's normal for him to stop to fix his package that's on his shoulder. So, Ba'imid Lafish Nami, Ibayla is Dure, and Lechayro, Shimon should also have to have been careful because maybe Reuven will stop in order to take a break and in order to rest. And as Taisa points out, because Metzias, the Menah Yoda, Im Amid Lekosef, Oy Lafish, Upesheu, and Lechayro, how is it possible that Shimon will know the difference between when Reuven is taking a break in order to rest or if he's taking a break in order to fix his package that's on his shoulder? And therefore, since in the case of Amid Lekosef, certainly Reuven will be Potter, as Shimon is considered Peshe, as he should have been more careful. Therefore, in the case of Amid Lekosef, Reuven should also be Potter, as Shimon should have still been more careful. As Ben Metzias, it doesn't seem that there's any way to figure out if the reason why Reuven is about to stop is based on the fact that he wants to fix up his package and he wants to secure it, or if it's based on him trying to take a rest. And Ayin Taisis who explains that certainly it is possible for Metzias to see the difference between someone that's about to stop based on the fact he wants to take a break, or someone that's struggling with his package and therefore wants to take a break in order to secure his package and to adjust the beam that he's carrying on his shoulders. And the Gemara continues, Toshma will bring you a second raya against the Shita Rabbi Yechon, that if someone is tired, then they don't have responsibility to warn someone. As the Brisa states, Hakadorim Vazagonim, Shehem Halchon Zeh, if there were two people who were potters or people that sell pottery, or there were two people that sell glass or they manufacture glass, they were walking one behind the other. Once again, Niskal Rishon V'Nafal, the first one who will call Reuven tripped and he fell, V'Niskal Shein B'Rishon, and then Shimon didn't just slip or trip and fall, but he tripped over Reuven and then he fell, Vashlishi B'Sheni, and then Levi similarly tripped on Shimon and he also fell. So the din is Rishon Chayiv B'Niskal Sheni, so Reuven will be Chayiv for any damage that happens to Shimon, V'Sheni Chayiv B'Niskal Shlishi, and Shimon will be Chayiv for any damage that happens to Levi. And the Brisa continues, V'Machmas Rishon Naflu, if the reason why Levi fell is because of Reuven, Rishon Chayiv B'Niskal Kulam, Reuven will not only be Chayiv for the hezek that he caused to Shimon, but he'll also be Chayiv for the hezek that he caused to Levi. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis, right before the Mishnah, will explain what this line of the Brisa means. Brisa now continues, V'Mzir Zazeh Paturin, that if Reuven would warn Shimon and Shimon would warn Levi, then all of them would be Potter. Gemara now asks this question of Rabbi Yechon, Right? L'avshloihu l'lhamid. That l'chayr, we're talking about a case where Reuven and Shimon fell onto the ground, and at this point they still weren't able to get up, and they were still tired. And even so, that if they will warn the person behind them, they'll be potter, but otherwise they'll be chayiv. And we see that even if someone is tired, there's a responsibility for him to warn the person behind him, and if he doesn't do so, he'll be chayiv. And the Gemara answers loy that over here also Rabbi Yechon will explain the brisa exactly as he explained on Mishnah shehoy l'lhamid, that the scenario was Reuven fell on the floor and Shimon also tripped over Reuven and also fell on the floor, but at this point they already had enough time that they were able to stand up, and since they didn't stand up and it caused hezek to someone else, therefore they're chayiv. And the end of the brisa adds in that if they were able to stand up but they didn't get up and instead they warned a person that was walking behind them, that would suffice, and in that case they would be potter. And the Gemara continues and asks a similar question that we asked previously on the prior Mishnah that we brought as a raya against Rabbi Yechon. And the Gemara once again asks, Av loyalim lamed mai potter, the lechayr according to Rabbi Yechon, if Reuven and Shimon were not able to yet stand up and then they damaged someone, then they would be potter, and we wouldn't say that they have to warn the person behind them as they were tired. And therefore the Gemara asks, Yehachi, if that's true, alitani sefer, the lechayr, why the end of the brisa state, and mizir zeh zeh potter, that if Reuven warned Shimon and Shimon warns Levi, then Reuven and Shimon would be potter, little blissy be dida. The sefer should have given us a case which is more similar to the resha and would have been a bigger chiddush that b'med v'amurim shahil and lamed, that the only time we said this in the Mishnah is only in a case where Reuven and Shimon who fell could have already gotten up, and by the fact they didn't get up, therefore they will be chayiv for any hezek that he caused. Avaloi hoyle and lamed paturin, and the sefer should have taught us that if they weren't able to get up at this point, then they would still be potter, even though they were mazik someone and there's no requirement to warn anyone because they're tired. And the Gemara answers the reason why the Brisa gave us a case in the sefer of him zir zeh zeh that they're potter is Hakam Ashwan is teaching us a major chiddush, the afagav the hoylen lamed, that even though at this point Reuven and Shimon could have stood up, and maybe we would say that even if they warned the person behind them, they should still be chayiv, ki zir zeh zeh paturin, but even though they could have gotten up, but at this point, if they warned the person behind them, they would still be potter. And the Gemara now continues, and this Gemara, there are multiple different girsais and multiple different ways as to how to learn the Gemara, and we will learn like the Pshat of Rashi. The Gemara tells us that we just learned in the Brisa that if there were multiple potters or multiple glaziers that were walking with Shish Rabim, and then Reuven tripped, and because he tripped, Shimon tripped over Reuven, and therefore Reuven caused damage to Shimon, and similarly, afterwards, Levi tripped over Shimon, and now Shimon caused damage to Levi, then the Brisa taught us, Rishon Chayiv B'Niskei Sheni, B'Sheni Chayiv B'Niskei Shlishi, Reuven is Chayiv for Shimon's damages, and Shimon is Chayiv for Levi's damages. Our Gemara now states, Amar Rava, that on this din, Rava stated that although the Pashas of the Brisa seem to be that Reuven is Chayiv to Shimon, and Shimon is Chayiv to Levi, and they're both Chayiv for the same type of damages, however, Zok Rava, that they actually could be Chayiv for different damages. And the Gemara will have various ways to understand what Rava states. We will explain the words of Rava based on the first explanation and the last explanation that the Gemara will give. We will see that in the middle of the Gemara will want to change the Pshat and Rava, but ultimately the Gemara will go back to this Pshat. And Rava states that Rishon Chayiv B'Niskei Sheni, that when Reuven is Chayiv to pay for the hezek they caused to Shimon, Bein B'Niskei Gufay, Bein B'Niskei Remaydai, so Reuven is Chayiv not only if his body damaged Shimon, but even if the mammon of Reuven damaged Shimon, Reuven would still be Chayiv. And for example, if Reuven was walking with his pottery and Reuven tripped and Reuven is now on the floor and Reuven's pottery is also broken on the floor, and now if Shimon trips over Reuven, then that's considered Niskei Gufay, and if Shimon tripped over the pottery of Reuven, that would be considered Niskei Minoy, because the mammon of Reuven damages Shimon. And Rava teaches us that in both of those cases, Reuven would be Chayiv to pay the damages that he caused to Shimon. And Rashi and Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis points out that certainly there would be a difference between the type of hezek. As if Shimon is damaged through the guf of Reuven, then certainly Reuven is chayiv based on Adam and Mazik, and therefore not only will Reuven be chayiv for any damage they caused to Shimon's body, but it'll also be chayiv for any damage they caused to Shimon's kalim. However, if Shimon gets damaged based on Reuven's kalim, then that would be based on a din of bar, and certainly in a gay bar, we would say shor v'le Adam chamor v'le kalim, and therefore although Reuven would be chayiv to pay for Shimon's hezek that occurs to Shimon's body, even though in a gay bar we set a klal of shor v'le Adam, but that is only a meat if someone's bar kills a person. However, if the bar damages someone, then certainly the Reuven will be chayiv. However, as we previously stated, b'negei kalim we say shvi rasan zuri misasan, and therefore the klal of chamar v'le kalim does apply. Reuven would not be chayiv for any damages that his kalim caused to Shimon's kalim. And Rava continues sheni chayiv b'niskei shlishi, that when the Brisa stated that Shimon will be chayiv for any hezek that occurs to Levi b'niskei gufay avolay b'niskei remaynay, then the only time that Shimon will be chayiv is only when Shimon's body damages Levi. However, if Shimon's mammon damages Levi, then not only would Shimon be potter to pay for the kalim of Levi, but he would also be potter from paying for any damage that's caused to the body of Levi. And certainly we understand understand why Shimon is going to be chayav to Levi if Shimon's body damages Levi. Certainly that would be defined as adam mazik, and therefore Shimon will be chayav to pay to Levi, and it wouldn't make a difference if Shimon damaged the body of Levi or he damaged the kelim of Levi. And the Gemara will now ask the lechayra, what is pshat that Rava makes a chilut between in the case where someone's kelim damages the next person, as in the case where Reuven fell, then we said that all his kelim are considered like a bar, and therefore he'd be chayav for bar, and although he'd be potter for damaging any kelim of Shimon because of chamar v'lo kelim, however, Reuven will still be chayav for any damage that his kelim caused to Shimon himself. And l'chayr, if so, why should that not be the same din when Shimon's bar and Shimon's keli damages Levi? And the Gemara asks this question as in Manushach, that e'niskel pesheihu sheini nami l'chayv, if it will say that when someone trips, then he's considered pesheia, certainly it shouldn't make a difference between when Reuven tripped or when Shimon tripped, and in both cases they're considered pesheia, and therefore, when the kelim now break on the ground, then certainly their kelim should both be defined as a bar. And if so, there should be a chilut between Reuven and Shimon, and both of them should be chayiv in a case where their bar damaged someone else. And of course, they both should be potter in a case that damaged kelim, as we say, chamar v'le kelim. And how could it be that Rava made a chilut between these two cases? And keep in mind, according to the Tzad, it definitely makes sense why Reuven and Shimon are going to be chayiv for any damage that is caused to Shimon or to Levi respectively, where Shimon or Levi tripped over Reuven or Shimon's body respectively. And in that case, certainly that would be considered adam mazik, and therefore certainly Reuven and Shimon would be chayiv. And the Gemara continues, in this galapisheo, and if you're going to tell me that we hold that if someone trips, they're not considered pshia and they're considered inis, so although we could explain how could it be that Reuven and Shimon will both be chayiv if their body damaged someone else, and that is because although when they trip, they're considered inis, and therefore at that moment they should not be chayiv, but the Maisel Fira Bechon will explain that the case of the Brisa was where Reuven and Shimon could have gotten up and they stayed and remained on the floor, and that's why the chayiv if any damage that their body causes. However, Lemaisa, since Reuven and Shimon were both Niskal, and therefore they were not considered Pesheah, and they're considered Oinis, and therefore when the pottery broke, that was done by Oinis, and therefore they didn't create this bar, Beratzain. We know that since Reuven and Shimon were both Mafka, the shards of the earthenware, then certainly not only should Shimon be Potah, and it shouldn't be considered his bar, so Reuven should also be Potah, as this is not considered his bar, and therefore how could it be that Rava says that although Shimon will not be Chayef for Niskal Mainai, but Reuven will be Chayef for any Hezek that his mammon causes, and it should not be considered his bar, and he should not be chayiv. And as the Gemara states, I feel we should not be the pata. How could it be that Reuven be chayiv for any hezek that his kelim caused to Shimon? And we continue on Daf Lamed Alpha Mabez. And before we continue, let's just point out that Rava will actually respond and tell us that all agree that Niskal is Pesheya. And as Rashi explained on Daf Chaf Tesman Aleph, that a person has a requirement to be Liune Omezel to watch what he's doing while he's walking and make sure he doesn't trip. And as Rashi on Daf Tzadik Tesman Bez states, Lechoshev Le'inis El Pshia, Dehavel Lemir. And Rashi also points out that although we just stated that this Mishnah could even be going like the Shita Chachamim and not only like Rameah, and L'chayr, how could Rava say that we're going like the Manda Omed to hold this Kapashea if that's going like Rameah? And we just finished the whole Omed where Rabbi Yechman wanted to explain that all the Stam Mishnayas and Stam Brises can be going even according to Rabbanon. However, Zok Rashi, that Rava argues on a buyer that we had in Daf Chav Tes, who held that the Machlek is between Rameah and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph is if Niskel is Pesheo. If Niskel's La Pesheah, and Rava actually holds that there is no machlekes between Ramei and Rabbi Huda, but the Geah case of Niskal, if it's Pesheah or La Pesheah, as all would agree that someone that trips is considered a Pesheah. However, keep in mind that Rava will also tell us that although it's true that when Reuven trips, that he's considered Pesheah, but that is only because Reuven did not trip over someone and he tripped on his own 2 feet, or he wasn't watching where he was going and he tripped over something in Rishus Rabin. However, where Shimon trips over Reuven, in that case, certainly we would say that's considered inis, and therefore certainly Legabi Shimon, we would not say that his falling was considered pshia, and that is definitely considered inis. Therefore, as we will see, that could be the basis between the chilut that Rava makes between the chiyuv and responsibility that Reuven has, and the chiyuv and responsibility that Shimon has. And as the Gemara now explains, Rishon Badi Peshehu, that certainly when Reuven trips, he was a pesheya, and therefore if Reuven damages Shimon with his body, certainly his chayev based on Adam and Mazik, as he was a pesheya. And number two, Reuven's chayev for his kelim damaging Shimon, since when he fell, it was considered Pshia, therefore he created this bar, B'Pshia, that's why he would be chayav to pay for Shimon's damages, even if Shimon was damaged through his kelim and through the cheres that broke on the ground. And the Gemara continues and explains what Pshat is that B'negei Shimon, that although Shimon will be chayav if his body damages Levi, but Shimon will not be chayav at all if his kelim damages Levi. And the Gemara explains, Sheni Agufa Mechayav, the Havle Labid, that certainly Shimon will be chayav if his guf is Mazik Levi, as although although it's true that when he fell, he was not considered Peshea because he tripped over Reuben, and there's no svar of Ibayle Liyune. But however, we're talking about a case where Shimon should have gotten up and he had the ability to stand up and he didn't do so. And as the Gemara states, Vele Amar, and since he didn't do so, therefore Shimon will be chayiv for any hezek that his body causes to Levi. However, Meine Potter, that Shimon will be chayiv if his kalim damages Levi, the Amalei, Hibir, Lava, Nakarise, because Shimon says to Levi that I didn't create this bar, as it only happened based on Oinus, since I tripped over Reuven, and since I was mafka the shards of earthenware or the shards of glass, therefore you can't be mechayiv me for any damage that this causes, since I didn't create this bar b'ratzayin, and it was created only through an Oinus, and I was mafka his kelim. And as Gemara teaches us on Daf Chav Tasman Aleph, in that case, all agree that Shimon will be pata, and would not be considered that he created a bar, and therefore he would not be chayiv based on bar. And the Gemara continues, Meisvei, let's ask a kasha and Rava from the following brisa, as Rava just stated that Reuven will be chayiv both on Niske Gufon and Niske Mimainon, both if his body damages Shimon, or if his kelim damages Shimon, one based on Adam and Mazik, and one based on bar. But the Meisvei will see in the brisa that Reuven will not be chayiv for Niske Mimainon, as the brisa says, Kul and Chayav on Niske Gufon, that in all these cases, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, etc., down the line, will all be chayiv for Niske Gufon, will patur on Niske Mimainon, but it will be patur for any hezek that their mammon causes. And clearly we see that there's no chilah between Reuven and Shimon, and if Reuven and Shimon damages with their body, then they'll both be chayiv. And if the damage that is caused by Reuven and Shimon occurs only through their mammon and through their property, then they would not be chayiv at all. And the Gemara states, my lava filu rishon alachir, when it's said in the brisa kul chayav al niske gufon patur al niske mimainon, it's referred to Reuven as well, and therefore alachir it's a question of Rava. And the Gemara answers, loy labam rishon, when the brisa states kulon, it doesn't mean Reuven, it means everyone else aside from Reuven. And the Gemara is that lemaisa v'kulim tani, the lashon of brisa is kulim chayav al niske gufon patur al niske mimainon, and alachir that doesn't seem that it's referring to everyone aside from Reuven. And the Gemara continues and tries to answer, Amar Rav Ada Bahava, kulon hanizakin, when the brisa said kulon chayav al niske gufon patur al niske mimainon, it meant all those that were damaged and then they damaged someone else, they would be chayav al niske gufon patur al niske mimainon. And since Reuven was not damaged, therefore he's not included in the word kulon. But the Gemara asks, hi mai, that lechayra doesn't make sense to explain that the word kulon is referring to only those who were damaged, because Amar b'shleima afilu rishon, if we're going to say the word kulon is going on Reuven as well, hang the tani kulon, it makes sense why the Brisa would use the lashon of kulon. Eli Amar l'bab rishon, if you're going to say that the word kulon is only referring to those who were damaged and then they damaged someone else, and it's not referring to Reuven, then my kulon, then why would the Brisa use an unclear lashon and say the lashon of kulon? Listening hanizakin, it should be more clear, and it should have said the hanizakin that all those that are damaged, if they damage someone else, then chayav al niske gufon uptun al niske mimainon. And Rashi points out that right now the Gemara understands that the Brisa really holds that all agree that niske is lapeshehu, even Reuven that didn't trip over someone else but tripped into Rishus Rabim, he is also considered oinus, and therefore he shouldn't be chayiv at all. However, since both Reuven and Shimon were hoyle lamoid, they had the ability to stand up and they did not stand up, therefore both Reuven and Shimon will be chayiv as adam amazik, and therefore the chayiv for any damages that they cause anyone else through their body. However, since at the time that Reuven and Shimon both fell, they were considered oinus as niskel's lapeshehu, therefore when they created the bar and when the cheres broke or the glass broke, that was done through an inis, then it's not considered that they created a bar, and since they were mafker these items, therefore they can't be chayiv based on bar. And that's why the Brisa would state that kulon chayav al niske gufon, that both Reuven and Shimon will be chayiv for any hezek that their body causes. However, they will be patur al niske mimainon, they will be patur legamri on any hezek that the mammon and the cheres or the glass caused. Based on this question, the Gemara continues and states Elam Rava, and therefore the way to understand what Rava said is as follows: that really Rava certainly understood that since niskal is lapeshehu, and therefore both Reuven and Shimon were inis at the time that they fell, so certainly their kelim would not be considered a bar, and therefore both Reuven and Shimon would not be chayiv for any damages that are caused from their kelim and from their earthenware or from their glass that broke on the floor. However, the Gemara will explain that Rava actually is teaching us that although certainly I hold that niskal is lapeshehu, and therefore Reuven is not considered a peshea when he fell, however he's certainly considered more of a peshea than Shimon, and therefore although it's certainly true that once Reuven and Shimon fell and they were hoylo lamed v'loy amad, therefore they will be chayiv for hezek that they caused to someone else, and therefore the brisa that we just brought that stated kulon chayav al niske gufon patur al niske mimainon is definitely true, as certainly both Reuven and Shimon will be chayiv for hezek that their body caused, and both Reuven and Shimon will not be chayiv for any damage that their kelim caused. However, there's still going to be a chiluk as to the reason why Reuven and Shimon are chayiv for their body damaging someone else. And as Rashi explains, that although we hold that niskel is lapeshea, but since it was hoylo lamed v'loy amad, therefore certainly Reuven and Shimon will will be chayiv. But the Maisa, we still look at Reuven as being Peshea more than Shimon, as Reuven slipped on something that was in Rishus Rabim, or he tripped on his own 2 feet, and therefore he should have been more careful. Therefore, since he didn't get up, so we'll mechayiv him based on Adam Mazik, and therefore Reuven will be chayiv, not only if he damages Shimon's body, but even if Reuven damages the kelim of Shimon. And when Rav said on Amud Aleph, Rishon Chayiv B'Niskei Sheni, Bein B'Niskei Gufay, Bein B'Niskei Maynai, it wasn't referring to the hezek that was caused by Reuven's body, or the hezek that was caused by Reuven's mammon. Certainly Reuven would be potter for any damage that he caused through his mammon and through his kelim, and the only time that he would be chayiv at all is only if Reuven damages Shimon through his own body. And Rav is teaching us that now he's chayiv through his own body, then that's based on Adam Mazik, and therefore Reuven would be chayiv for any damage that they caused to Shimon's body or to Shimon's mammon. And at this point to the Gemara, when Rav stated on Amud Aleph, Niske Gufa and Niske Maynai, it was referring to Shimon's guf and Shimon's mammon, and not to Reuven's guf and Reuven's mammon. However, as Rashi points out, that when Shimon tripped over Reuven, that is considered even less of a pshia, as certainly Niskel's la pshia, number two, he actually fell over Reuven, and therefore that's even on a lower daga, and therefore even though it's Hoyle Lamed V'loy Omad, we would only consider Shimon at this point a bar b'shus rabim. Therefore, as we know, b'negei bar, although Shimon will be chai for any hezek that he causes to Levi's body, however, he will not be chai for any damage that he causes to Levi's kelim, since his hezek is categorized as a din of bar, therefore he'd be potter on any kelim. And as the pasuk b'negei bar teaches us, chamar v'loy kelim. And let's now fit this into the words of Rava on Lamed Aleph and Aleph, where Rava stated, sheni chai b'niskei shlishi b'niskei gufay avolei b'niskei maynai, that Shimon will be chai for the hezek that he caused to Levi using his body, but only on the damage he does to Levi's body. But since his hezek is based on bar, therefore Shimon will not be chayiv for any damage that he causes to the mammon of Levi, as we learn chamar v'lo kelim. And let us now see this in our Gemara as Elam Rava, and therefore the Gemara tries to explain that Rava really meant to say is Rishon chayiv bein b'niskei gufay d'sheni bein b'niskei maynai d'sheni, that although Reuven will be potter for any hezek that he causes him through his own money, but l'maisa Reuven will be chayiv to Shimon for the hezek that his body causes to Shimon. And it doesn't make a difference if the hezek that he caused to Shimon was to Shimon's body or to Shimon's mammon, as l'maisa Reuven is being chayiv based on Adam HaMazik. When Shimon's body damages Levi, then Shimon will only be chayiv to Levi if he damages Levi's body, but not if he damages Levi's kelim. And as we explained, that since Shimon fell and tripped over Reuven's feet, therefore he's not considered as strong of a pesheya as Reuven, and therefore we don't categorize his hezek that he causes to Levi as Adam HaMazik, and instead we categorize it as if his body became a bar b'shus rabim, and therefore he's only going to be chayiv if he damages Levi's body, but not if he damages Levi's mammon, as when the cause for the chiv that someone damages someone is based on a categorization of bar, then we have a miyut of chamar v'lei kelim. And as the Gemara states, my time with the havelei bar, because Shimon is considered a bar, v'lei mitzina bar shechayiv b'yis kelim, and we don't find that if someone damages through a bar, they chayiv for someone's kelim. And that is why, although Shimon will still be chayiv if he damages Levi, however, he will not be chayiv if he damages Levi's kelim. And the Gemara continues in Es Hanich l'Shmuel. This would make a lot of sense according to Shmuel, the Amar Kol Takala Baru, who holds that any takala is considered a bar, and even if you were not mafka the takala, it still has a dinner bar, and therefore, although a person is not mafka his own body, but the mice, it's possible to understand that we could categorize a person that's lying in Rosh Hashanah as a bar, El Rav the Amar Yafkari in Loi Loi, but according to Rav, who says that the only way that's considered a bar is only if someone's mafka's kelim or mafka's item that caused the takala in Rosh Hashanah, so the chur, a person won't be mafka his own body, and therefore, how could we say that this person's categorized as bar, and therefore, Shimon will only be chayiv for damaging Levi's body, but not for damaging Levi's kelim. And the Gemara continues that based on this question, the Gemara will now go back to the original understanding as to what Rava said, and la'ilim k'dam mikara. And really, the pshat in Rava is as we stated beforehand, when Rava said on daf lamed alef lamed alef at the bottom that rishon chayiv b'niskei sheni bein b'niskei gufay bein b'niskei maynai and sheni chayiv b'niskei shlishi b'niskei gufay avolei b'niskei maynai, he wasn't referring to Shimon's body and Shimon's mammon. He was actually speaking about Reuven's body and Reuven's mammon. And with the kashal Kulin Chayavin, Lamaisa, we ask a question on this way to understand Rava that the Brisa states Kulin Chayavin Niske Gufan and Patur Niske Maynon, and it's mashma there is no chiluk between the Chiyuvim of Reuven and the Chiyuvim of Shimon. And the Gemara explains Tegmar of Adab Ben Yumi Kamed Ravina Shehusku Kelim BeKelim, that this Brisa's lashon of Kulin Chayavin is referring to only one specific case where Reuven's Kelim damages Shimon's Kelim, or where Shimon's Kelim damages Levi's Kelim. And in that case, certainly there's no chiluk between Reuven damages or where Shimon damages, as when Shimon damage is not considered a bar at all, and therefore certainly Shimon is potter when his kelim damages Levi's kelim, and even though Reuven's kelim is considered a bar, but certainly Reuven is not going to be chayiv if his kelim damages the kelim of Shimon, as we have a klal benegeah any hezek that's categorized as a bar of chamor v'loy kelim, and therefore in this very specific case there is no chiluk between Reuven and Shimon, and in both cases Reuven and Shimon will be potter on any hezek that their kelim causes to the kelim of a third party. And Rashi points out that we have to be talking about a case where Reuven was mafkadi's kelim, and therefore they are categorized as a dinner bar. But if Reuven wasn't mafkadi's kelim, then they would be categorized as shar, and therefore Reuven would be chayiv when his kelim damages the kelim of Shimon. And just to close the gap, that when the Brisa started off, it said kulin chayavan liske gufan. So the Brisa is teaching us that certainly there is no question that there is no chiluk between Reuven and Shimon if their body damages someone else's kelim. And certainly since we hold niskal pesheya, therefore we categorize their body as odom hamazik, and that's why if their body damages someone else, they will not only be chayiv if they damage the other person's body, but they would also be chayiv if they damage the other person's kelim. And the Gemara continues, we learned in the Brisa in Machmas Rishon Naflu that if both Shimon and Levi fell based on Reuven, Rishon Chayiv Niske Kulan, then Reuven will be chayiv for the hezek that he causes to Shimon and to Levi. And the Gemara is bothered by the Messias that Machmas Rishon Hechi Nafal Del Lachir, if they were all walking in a line, then Lachir Shimon should have banged into Reuven, and then Levi should have tripped on Shimon. And what is the case where Levi actually fell based on Reuven? And the Gemara brings two examples in order to explain the Brisa, Rapapa and Rapapa said the Paschal Orchi Kishilda, that the case was where when Reuven fell, he didn't just fall forward and he fell to the side, and therefore he was blocking more of the Rishis Rabbim than just one spot, and Shimon tripped over him at point A, and Levi tripped over Reuven at point B. And for example, Yehuda could have tripped over him at point C, and therefore Reuven caused all of this hezek. And the example that Rapapa gave is that Reuven fell in a similar way that an Avela falls, and it was just lying across the Rishis Rabbim and was blocking a large portion of Rishis Rabbim. And the Gemara continues and brings a second example for the same idea, that Reuven fell in the same manner that a blind person using his walking stick takes his walking stick and moves it from side to side in order to see if people are there. And this way Reuven also fell in that manner that he was blocking the entire Rishis Rabbim, and that's why Shimon fell over Reuven at point A, Levi fell over Reuven at point B, and Yehuda could have also fell over Reuven at point C, and all of them fell on Reuven, and that's why Reuven will be chayiv for all of the damages. And Ayin Baal Teza points out a Papa Pollard that Rav Zvid is actually being chayil Grand Papa, the Sfile Rav Zvid, and Rav Zvid holds the Chipaskal Ocha Kishilda Lo Yehi Rishon Chayiv Diske Shlishi, that if Reuven would be blocking the road like Nevela, then Reuven would not be chayiv for the hezek that he causes to Levi. Shehayil Lizar Kishura Sheni Shenafal. And really, once Levi saw that Shimon fell over Reuven, then Levi was already pre-warned, and therefore he should have been more careful. Al Bechutr Samusa Dav Bal Lachsin. And therefore Rav Zvid explains that the case was where Reuven did not fall in a straight line to the width of the Rishis Rabbim, but was actually lying on a diagonal, and therefore Kishiniskal Rishon Bereisha Chutra, when Shimon fell and he tripped over the top of the line, therefore when Levi came and he tripped over Reuven at a different spot, he didn't actually see Shimon, and therefore he didn't realize there was something to be careful from, and that's why Reuven would be chayiv. And according to Taisus, there would be an afkamina between the example that Rapapa gave and the example that Rav Zvid gave, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.